You're listening to a Blue Boy Audio.
The nerve of you, just sneaking into my bedroom after that announcement. As if this is just another thrilling night for us. When were you gonna tell me you're engaged, huh? Or do you get a sick kick out of leading me on? You found out about the wedding arrangements when your family made the announcement? Then they sprang this on you against your will? Cool. Do you even know the man you're engaged to? Or did they pick the highest bidder? I know Omegas from the high society families are valuable, but that's not fair to you or us. This wouldn't be happening if you just let me mark you. I know our families would never accept it, but they would have forced you to get it surgically removed? What the fuck? But we're both adults. They shouldn't have that much power over us. We knew from the moment we first saw each other, no, when we first smelled each other's scent, that we were meant to be together. They can't just toss that aside because of a petty rivalry. I will not come down. After all the ruts, I begged you to let me take you. All the times I had to restrain myself from claiming you. All with the same excuse. What would our families think? All just for them to give you away to a stranger who doesn't nor care about you besides getting you pregnant. Forget about them. What do you want? A loveless marriage based on birthing, optimal hairs, or a bond with an alpha who actually loves you? I see. Family over your own happiness, as always. Then let me ask you this. I know you don't feel anything for him emotionally, but how about physically? Does his scent make you want to shove your face in his chest and breathe him in? Do you fantasize about him on top of you, holding you down as you take his knot? Huh? If you were to enter your heat, would you call out for him or me? You're right. It isn't fair of me to ask you these things. I'm past caring about fairness. I'm asking if you could ever truly be happy without me as your maid. Putting aside pesky emotions like love or even like, could you ever lust for him like you do me? Or would you have to pretend he was me every time when he fucked you just so you could produce slick? I smell it on you already. Just the thought of me being inside you is getting you excited, isn't it? How many times have I had to relieve your heat and my rut through infuriatingly thick condoms? How many times have I come tantalizing close to biting into you and marking you mine just to be told, no, not yet? The agony of being surrounded by your scent, hearing you beg and moan and come for me, hearing you call me your alpha over and over, knowing none of it means anything if I can mark you, is torture. Well, I had enough, and I'm sure you have too. So I'd like to suggest something that leaves no one happy. To punish us for our forbidden love affair and our families and your fiancé for getting in the way of it. He can mark you all he wants, but anytime he tries to mate with you, come to me instead. I'll fuck you the way you want and impregnate you with our children, who would no doubt be more powerful and intelligent than whatever he could produce. It will be obvious to our families who the real father is, but they wouldn't be able to call us out without ruining their own reputations. And your fiancé gets to take all the credit, as you'd be bonded with him. As for us, well, I wouldn't be able to formally claim you or our children as my own, even if it's clear to everyone you were mine. I'd have to put up with you reeking off another alpha each time we made it. But it's the only way we could still be together, since you refused to call off that engagement. So, how about we start now? Before he's gotten a chance to claim you. Let me pretend you're mine one last time. That's it. Undress yourself. Show me that smooth, unmarked skin. Your body's a work of art. Made all the more tragic, knowing it will be defaced by him. I won't bite down. Just let me suck on that gorgeous neck and collarbone. You make such sweet sounds for me. At least I know that will never change. That and the sight of your slick dripping down your thighs. Let me help you clean that up. Oh, fuck. You taste so delicious. Your scent is overwhelming. I'm fine. I can't control myself. My rut isn't for at least another week. I can be coming on just for seeing you like this. See you scream for me. Lying is played out on my bed. Your sleek seeping into my sheets. You've made it even more difficult for me to get a good night's rest. Now that I'll be smelling you the entire time. My cock's twitching already. It wants to be inside you. No condom to dull the sensations. No preventing pill to dampen the aphrodisiac that is in your scent. Just my heart throbbing cock, trusting into your warm, willing hole. It's taken every ounce of my self-control to ease my tip into your slowly. Shit, Never mind, slowly. You suck me in like your whole strength to swallow me. Oh. Fuck. Fuck. You feel so good. So tight. Fuck this. I need you now. I know what I said, but please, please, this isn't enough. I need to mark you. I need to smell myself on you, whatever you are. Need to claim this addictive ass, this beautiful body, this magnificent moans for myself. No, claim it with my cum. Yeah, fuck yeah, I'll do it. I'll paint every inch of your walls with my seed until he can get near of you without smelling me. Can you feel it? My nuts pressing against you. I knew that just see you on it. I won't be able to stop once it's inside. I want you too. I love you so much. I'm so close. Oh fuck. Keep moving against me like that. Shit. I've never felt this close to you. Never felt you tighten around me like this. I need more. Fuck yes. Yes. Take it. Take every last drop. I want to give him a surprise when he sees you already pregnant on your wedding night. I want this to be the first of many times. This isn't the end for us, you know. No other Omega could satisfy me like you can. And I know no Alpha could come closer to me in your eyes. And if you do decide to call off the engagement, maybe you really could be mine. No pretending, like it should have been.